We're recording this in the dead of night, in the thick of winter, on a cold Sunday night, prior to its release Monday morning. I've dropped a marble onto the floor.
I'm missing heartbeat for this.
I feel incredibly sick. I think this is the closest we come to someone spewing up or shitting themselves live on the podcast.
No,
I don't feel like I've got
hang on. No. It's not the closest we've come to someone shitting himself. That's every podcast.
I think this is the closest we've ever come to someone being sick on the pod on air.
I think I have been sick on the podcast.
Do you?
I remember something happening along these lines.
Something's going on.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. Just 2 minutes before we came to record.
Yeah, you're allergic to. You're allergic to me, are you?
I now feel like I'm going to throw up. But I've had some fizzy water. I've got some fizzy water that I made. Listen to this.
Papadums on bread. Papadums on bread, Ash.
Oh. Papadums.
Well, they do still and sparkling waters, don't they?
I don't know. I've never listened to that podcast.
Yeah, don't. It's very twee.
My wife listens to it. And I once came in.
She doesn't listen to this, does she?
I've got a story about that, but let me just tell you this. So I gigged with Estamanito. I'm going to say friend of the pod, only because I think we both like her. I gigged with her, dropped her off at home. Know. Have you not?
No. Oh, only twice.
Right up your alley.
Up her alley.
No, I mean, the first time I met her, she called someone a cunt.
Oh, and that's so what you think of me, is it? Oh, yeah. I've only got one word in my vocabulary.
No, I mean that you'd call someone a cunt, and I'd go, yeah, I like it. So dropped her off home, drove home, got into bed, and then it was like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and my wife had obviously woken up when I got in, and so she'd put on a podcast to go off to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I'm drifting off to sleep, there is the voice of Estamanito.
Right.
And it's just weird. It's just like I've just got out of a car with that person, and now they're on off menu, chatting away. Mm. But anyway, so last night, my wife had friends over.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that is weird.
So I knew what would happen. You've got a decision to make when your wife has friends over. You've either got to get blind drunk,
mm-hmm.
or you've got to go
have
to
a
bed
seance.
At 8:30.
Mm.
Because you don't want to be in a position where they're thinking about leaving and they're going, should we book a taxi? Oh, do you know a good taxi number around here? And then your wife goes, oh, Ash will take you back. Which is what happens.
I shall take you back.
Ash will take you back.
That was a bit Dickensian.
Ash will take you back.
Oh, Ash will. I thought you said I shall. You said Ash will.
I shall take you back.
No, you can't volunteer me for that because I'm going to end up groping one of them.
Well,
have you not seen Rita, Sue and Bob too?
I've not seen that.
Oh.
So
it looks like a frozen sausage. Can you do both of us? You bet your boots I can.
So, I went to bed early.
Early.
No, I went to bed. I put the TV on. I fell asleep around 9:30.
Done that old nut tug thing you like, didn't you? Pulling them down, stretching them out.
Yeah, you told me about it.
You told me you stretch them out and duff them up, I can.
And then my wife said that they could hear me snoring downstairs.
I weren't snoring.
Like.
That was queefing.
And then when she said she came up to bed, I put on a podcast. I put on Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast I enjoy.
Don't know what that is.
She then said, when I come into the bedroom, it was you and Panks talking.
Mm.
She went, I listened for about 5 minutes. I couldn't make out a word of what anything you were talking about.
What do you mean? So, wait. Well, what do you mean? She couldn't inaudible or just...
No, like literally, she was like, I just couldn't make sense of anything you were saying.
Well, that's the right. It's not for you, is it?
No.
This is not sense, is it? It's nonsense.
So then she leant over, turned the phone off. I didn't remember.
Slapped you. And then, she leaned over, just sprinkled some crushed up asbestos into your nasal cavity.
Yeah.
A few more years of this and he'll be gone.
And then this morning at 6, she woke up and went, take the children downstairs. So I took the children downstairs. I did that. That was my job this morning.
That sounded like something from Downton Abbey.
Take the children downstairs to the larder.
Take the children downstairs and show them how to scrub a step. I don't know. I've never watched Downton Abbey. I feel like I was being a bit of a hypercrepidarian then. I shouldn't have done that. No, actually, no, zero step. When I fitted my front door, I bought a composite front door. I actually had to set the sill. It's very. I thought I was going to have to chisel some cement away. I've got like a very zero step.
I remember you set putting that door in. Mm. It was a pain in the arse, wasn't it?
Well, anything. Well, okay. It was a task that had to be done. Talk to me about one that isn't a pain in the arse. I hate doing anything.
Yeah, same here.
Mm. Can we talk about my angry outburst on social media yesterday? I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but I had a bad coffee experience and I was so moved by it.
I was upset to see that post.
Because?
I just didn't like you being like that.
Like what?
You like broke cover.
How do you mean?
I just know. I see you. I feel like that's a very private thing.
I was so angry.
That.
I was so. But I was
for
gen-
me, no. I don't mean that you should be private. I feel like a bit like you've betrayed me in a way.
What?
Because that was a side of you that you don't show to the world, other than the podcast.
We put this out publicly, you know. This isn't
what.
It's just a fun conversation.
That was very much. That was very much podcast banks that came out there.
Yeah, it was. But this is public domain. No, I went to. I'm going to name.
I've seen the numbers. It's not.
No, I know. Well, define public. What was that?
That was me drinking, I think.
How do you drink?
I just pour. I opened my gullet.
You slurp out of a Kilner jar full of tadpole water. That was disgusting.
Well, don't. Please don't say
that. You just swallowed out some tadpoles.
Please don't.
The turn of the frog's gate. I went to Leslie Terrence. Fuck them. I'm going to name them. And I look in a
Who's Leslie Terrence?
That's the name of the coffee shop. It's like they sell plants. It's very hipster. Very NR3 where I live. And I go in a coffee shop and I clock. I don't even know what that. What's the machine called? The barista machine. You know the machine?
Where I'd call it a coffee machine.
No, but coffee machine can mean anything. I mean the where you put the coffee in the little thing. And then you tamp it down and then you put it up and give it a half turn and it forces hot water through like the espresso machine, like a proper, you know. And it's got one of them. And if I see one of them, I'll ask for a coffee. And if I go in a coffee shop and I don't see one of them, I'm not interested in it because I can make that at home. Well, I don't. I make an AeroPress.
Yeah. You don't need to.
I don't just want to drink a coffee. Like, I wouldn't go to the vending machine in a hospital and get, like, the black coffee out of that old machine because it clicks with a K. We used to get that weird black currant hot drink and a vegetable.
Oh,
it was
God,
like chicken soup.
Vegetable soup, 10p.
Hot black currant? Who was drinking that? What was that? So I think they had the machine and it was like, they go, right, we've got this machine. We've got it from China. It's got 8 options. It's got, so there you got your black tea, your white coffee, your black coffee. Or 6 options. And you're like, oh, chocolate. Yeah, that's a drink. Right. Chuck a soup in there? I mean, we've got these options.
That was weird. The soup was weird, wasn't it?
Not as weird as the hot blackcurrant drink. It was like warm.
And it was
ribena.
Like thick ribena, wasn't it?
It was like
thick.
What? That drink doesn't exist outside the vending machine. Oh, I'm going to have a hot blackcurrant. Like, mate, so it's like, what about if you're... Oh, do you know what I fancy? A lem sip. Oh, that's what I'm really craving, a lem sip that has got no pharmaceutical ingredients.
Is it sort of good for you?
No, it was like, just... I think it was just they had fucking all these options on this machine. And in China, you probably have, like... Dirty schoolgirl. Oh, that's Japan, isn't it, Nickers? Well, yeah, like bat spit. I don't know what you have. Horseshoe bat spit.
Bat spit.
Like a cup of nice bat spit down Wuhan market. What harm can come of that? So anyway, yeah. So I wouldn't. I don't just want to drink like coffee for like. I like coffee. I'm a coffee. It's my hobby, and obviously I don't drink alcohol for like 6-7 weeks now, and it is now.
We're all very proud.
Well, that's not the point. The point is my coffee's more important to me now.
No, I'm sad. Very
proud. I'm throwing myself into it. Right, coffee is my new whatever. And I think it's weird, Ash, that if you went out and drank like 100 cups of coffee, or hang on, I've got to get this joke right, am I? Isn't it weird if you go out and drink like 100 units of alcohol and go yellow, that's fine. But if you drink like 100 cups of coffee, you're all of a sudden you've got a problem and you're an addict. Isn't that weird? Do you think that's weird?
Do you want to tell the listener why you're saying that?
No. So, anyway, so I go in this Leslie Terrence and I look.
Hold on, Leslie Terrence?
It's called Leslie Terrence is the name
of
the...
I thought it was a nickname for someone.
Took her up to Leslie Terrence last night, didn't I? Had to baby wipe my Leslie knob in the morning. Terrence. Have you ever had sex, mate?
Go on.
Have you ever had sex? That's it.
I had once, twice. Done
have you
twice.
Ever had the crushed flying ant's wing effect over your penis?
What? Let it dry up?
Yeah, dried up jizzoids. You never
no,
had that?
No, I always clean it on a...
No, I'm not always...
Curtain.
Stick it in a mouth. I was shagging a girl the other month, so local to me, I went home and wiped it on my own curtain. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. But I said it. It's out there now.
I had sex with a girl so local. I went home and wiped it on my own curtain.
Yeah, it's next door, isn't it? I suppose. Yeah.
That's fair.
Why did that work? It sort of worked. I have no idea why. I think that was like one of those magical jokes that I couldn't explain it.
It would get a laugh at a comedy club in the right moment, wouldn't it?
I think it's one of those ones that would get a laugh, then it would get a retrospective. What?
But like, don't you think you do that? Like sometimes I will do that.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's... I was like, that doesn't make sense. Didn't even make sense.
And there was no benefit of wiping it on your own curtain either. It's not good.
It's yeah.
She had Venetian blinds. I bloody circumcised myself. Cheese grater, bruv.
Do you remember those metal people you used to have?
Yeah,
blinds.
the metal tin blinds that looked like dust magnets. It was like
I got some once, and you had to trim them to length yourself, and you got like a little tool that clipped
I've
the
got a little
metal.
Tool.
Yeah,
it's covered in crushed up flying ants wings. Because there was no curtains.
I think that's awful.
I'll tell you one thing about smackheads. Have you noticed they're really good with lighting?
A what?
Smackheads' rooms have never got bright, harsh, big lights. They've always got really nice, dim mood lighting.
Yes, I think maybe it's a bit bright.
You know, like a candle with a teaspoon in the flame. That sort of thing. It's very atmospheric.
I think bright lights might hurt their eyes.
Bright light! Bright light! That's what Mogwai would say. What was I talking about? So anyway, I'm in Leslie Terrence and I see this nice coffee machine. And I look at the menu and it's like Americano's like £3.20. And I look at the machine and I go,
£3.20?
Something like that. I go, this is Americano. I said, an Americano, two Americanos. I said, can you do an oat milk baby chino? Yeah, of course I can. That's obviously for the 70s.
Taking the little one with you?
Yeah, it's dairy, fucking dairy, can't eat dairy. So she goes, of course I can. So I'm thinking, right, I do that. This is going to be good. So I'm sat there. She goes, I bring it over. I'm sat there. She puts this oat milk baby chino down. It's in a nice little cup, like a little Nero style, like that sort of shallow cup. Lovely little cup. Frothy milk. It's got some chocolate sprinkles on.
Have that.
I'm going to like the look of this. Then I just look and there's these two mugs that are like, well, for one thing, they were rainbow mugs, like them bloody juicy fruits drink out of. But there's got these, they've got these two mugs and they were just like mugs you'd have like in the office kitchen, like mugs, not nice mugs.
Yeah.
And she put them down, and as she put it down, it was just dead flat. Just like, look, like instant coffee. There wasn't even like a bubble on the top. Like, no crema.
What's crema mean?
It's when you get that foam on the top. See, what the way you make
it. Orangey foam.
It's an orangey foam. So what it is, an espresso is, right, you get your ground up coffees, you have it very finely ground, and you push it, you tamper it down into your, to make a puck, a dry puck. And then you force water through it, and the better the coffee, well, not always the better. Some people, some world class barista would say there is a point of diminishing returns when you start to get too much oil and bitterness through. But basically, what you want to do is you want to sort of like compact the coffee to restrict the water, then you force almost steam through at a high bar. And the more you force it through, the more crema you get. And the crema is created by forcing hot water through compacted coffee. Well, this was like someone had put, you know, that camp coffee that looks like a bottle of Cavonia, and you liquid hickory coffee. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Well, there was this liquid coffee, and you like put it in like coffee syrup, you put that in a cup, and then you hot water and I'm making Bovril coffee. It was just, and I looked at it, and my girlfriend looked at my face, and it was her idea to go there. Let's just get that out of there. And I went, oh no. And she went, what? And I went,
No. Did you say it in your sort of weird Mockney accent? Oh no, 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 no.
I'll recreate it for you. I've got a cup here, right? Coffee? Americano? Yeah. Let's see. This is the problem. Put it down. Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh dear! No, no. This simply will not do, love. Like that. But
I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair.
So I've gone. I've looked at it. And my girlfriend's like, is it not good? And I went, I'm not drinking it.
Is it not good? She must know it's good.
Yeah. Damage limited. I said, I'm not even drinking. I didn't try it. I'm not drinking it.
Calm down, Jussie.
No. There was no calming Jussie down. We'd gone, it was cold as fuck. Specifically, I had a gig last night. And I was like, well, let's walk out and get a nice coffee. Let's go here. She went, no, let's go here. I had a nice one the other day. Then I start getting, oh, I had one the other day and it weren't like that. I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck about that, do I? I'm here now, and it's like this. And then I think, do you know what's not her fault? They had a proper coffee machine. I ordered an Americano, and now I had to Google it. I'm like, I think an Americano is an espresso topped up with hot water. Google it. It turns out I'm exactly right, of course. Of course, as per. It's exactly what it is. Now, and then my point was on Facebook, if I go into a place and you sell coffee, you're a coffee shop.
You haven't got to Facebook yet, to the listener.
Right, so I'm stewing. I am absolutely, I've lost, my head's gone, mate.
Like a good coffee, you're stewing. Go on.
My head has fallen right off and I'm kicking it down the street like Vivian off the Young Ones on the train track. I'm like volleying, I'm playing headers and volleys outside of my own head. I'm, not headers and volleys, Kirby. My head is removed from my body. It's gone.
Great game, Kirby.
Are you clicking a pen? Or is it that clicky?
I'm clicking my mouse.
Can you not click your mouth, please?
My mouse, not my mouth.
Oh, I thought
he's... Sorry.
Why are you clicking your mouse? You're looking at the pornography.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some tits while you talk.
Dicks. So, because gay's funny, isn't it? My head's gone. I ain't even touched it. I'm not fucking drinking that. And I want them to know I haven't touched it. But I didn't say it. She goes, so I go say so. I said, no, you can't. I've ordered it. And then I thought, I Googled it and I was like, do you know what? I'm right. An Americano is an espresso. Because Americans in World War II, like, there's two things that were invented, right? Apparently, apocryphal as they go. Carbonara, which I've heard that actually means coal, carbon, and it was a miner's dish. But I've heard other people say that Americans were always ordering ham and eggs, and Italians made carbonara, which is like egg yolks, ham and cheese, isn't it? So, you know, I heard that was, but I think that one is apocryphal. Like, I think carbonara is actually carbonara.
I thought you were going to say there were two things made up by the war. One of them was Americanos and one of them was concentration
camps. The Holocaust, yeah. Well, these Jews...
Well done, progress.
Yeah, they're tunnelling for somewhere. So,
what?
Have you seen that in New York?
Yeah, we spoke about it on Friday.
Yeah. Apparently, having sex with babies in the tunnel.
We didn't hear that on Friday, to be fair.
Well, yes, there's new information that I just made up. I can't make everything up at once. Jesus, who do you think I am? Bloody. Have I told you about my wart? I've talked about that as well. So anyway,
yeah, you've told us about your wart. Yeah.
Well, this is Monday. That they don't know about the miracle that Jesus Christ has performed.
They do know. Oh no, these lot don't. No,
these
I mean, everyone listening.
Cheapskate motherfuckers don't. So I went to. I don't want to drink it. I don't want them to know I drank it. So I Google it, and it's like, yeah, I'm right. It's a fucking... So anyway, Americans, what we want
an
a lot...
espresso
want...
topped up with water.
So Americans
that's
drink filter copy. Photocopies. Americans want a cup of Xerox toner, right? They get... It's a photocopy moment, Ash. No, but they Americans were...
What does that mean? That means it sounds like an advertising slogan.
They called it a water cooler moment, didn't they?
All right. Okay.
Like everyone stood around the water cooler at work going, did you see Big Brother last night? That black girl, I tell her she's annoying, but she ain't. Oh, I've got a set of bangers on her. That sort of thing. That was Mikosi, for anyone that was wondering what my reference point was there. Do you remember her?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, got tits out in the hot tub. So, natural hair, beautiful woman.
The best thing about it is I know that you made yourself laugh.
That was funny, peculiar, not funny, ha ha laugh. So,
did you catch yourself out when you said it?
Since I'm sober, I don't know what I'm saying. Worse, I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. I'm listening.
Beautiful woman, natural hair.
Well, she had natural, people that know, she had like afro basically. So, I don't know why I feel like that word should be outlawed.
Afro.
Yeah. I think that one snuck in.
Is it on the verge?
Just seems a bit like you shouldn't name a hair after a continent, should you?
Is that what
I
Afro?
No, I think it's fine. Well, obviously it must come from African, mustn't it?
What about my daughter? I was reading a book to my daughter and it had the word tramp in it. And I thought, I don't think... Is tramp... Tramp's not all right, is it? Now?
No. Don't read her any Mark Twain, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's true.
It's called N-word.
It was a Mr. Man book. It was a Mr. Man book from 1976.
Oh, was it Little Miss Tramp? But Little Miss Tramp stamp.
Mr. Jelly. Little Miss Crack Court. Oh, don't.
Let's not do that. So anyway, I Googled it. An Americano. I heard it came from Americans going, we want like, an actual cup of black coffee and they'd be getting espressos. Like, no. Big cup. So Italians just topped it up with black water. Black water. Hot water.
Black water?
Black.
Disgusting.
Black water.
Whoa, black water. Bam, blam. Whoa, black water. Bam, blam. Espresso coming. Bam, blam. Top it up with black water. Bam, blam.
The morning
American
after
sodas,
St. Patrick's
bam,
Day, innit? Black water. Running down the streets were running with black water.
They were.
Oh, they are. So,
where were they, the Americans?
Where?
When they were ordering these coffees.
Italy.
Why?
Well, they were in the World War II, weren't they?
I don't know. What were they doing in Italy? I don't really know.
They were stringing Mussolini up to a lamppost.
Yeah, and take pictures of it.
Yeah, take pictures of them. So it turns out the Americans are now we want a big cup of black coffee. So the Italians, oh, fuck you. I'm not going to like buy a filter machine.
So were the Americans, how are the Americans drinking their coffee at that point?
Just like black coffee, they will drink filter coffee, won't they? You know, you go to a diner and they just have those hot coffee, they just pour it in. But like Italians are drinking it proper, not even double, like a little espresso, like a half a shot of coffee. So Americans are like, what the fuck's that?
I saw something the other day. There's like a reference in a film to some sort of coffee, but I can't, whether it was instant coffee or machine coffee. And it was like an 80s thing. And it's like, oh, I've got either instant coffee or machine coffee, one or the other. What come first? Machine coffee, I take it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, I've got instant coffee. And they're like,
do you mean percolator coffee? Do you remember the old gold blend advert? People would go in the kitchen and they'd pretend to be a...
So in this show or film, there's a bit where they say, do you want coffee? And they say, yeah. And he goes, oh, I've got instant coffee. And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they were like,
that was what astronauts would drink. It's freeze-dried. So I think you make coffee and then you get this liquid coffee and then you sort of like dry it into granules. Like great. So that is actual dried coffee. Like the drink's already been made and then you dilute it down. I don't...
Like concentrate.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, so anyway, I've ordered this coffee. I've looked it up. And it's like, it should, an Americano should be. And I thought it anyway, but I'd like to want to double check before I went public. And I didn't quite go scorched earth. I mean, I didn't name Leslie Terrence. But I was sulking. I wasn't speaking to my girlfriend. I had 3-4 hours where I was sulking. Because I didn't get... cup of coffee, yeah.
And could you not have just gone and got a different... Could you... What happens if you say, can I have an espresso? What would they serve you there?
Well, what? Mm. If I asked for what?
Espresso.
You said espresso, didn't you?
I don't know.
I think you said fucking Starlight Espresso. It's not.
Is that quick coffee and espresso?
Yeah, espresso. It's not espresso. It's espresso. Espresso. So, I Googled it and I thought, do you know what? This is a real problem that I have suffered. I have suffered here. I go to many establishments and have asked for an Americano and I get a coffee. That is not what an Americano is. That's trade descriptions. An Americano is an espresso topped up to make a long drink with hot water. And if I go in and they're just like, if you go into a McDonald's, right, it says black coffee. It doesn't say Americano. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It is not the same fucking thing, Ash. You compact the coffee, which is a finer ground. I can't use espresso grind in my AeroPress. You never push it through. I ain't got the manpower to do it. It requires a lot of PSIs, right? If you don't know what that is, you shouldn't have a coffee shop. It's like if I go in somewhere and order a bacon sandwich and a calf, and I get like a fucking cheese pasty. And they're like, well, you know, it's a protein in some carbohydrates.
So what
it's
like, that's not what I've asked for. What had they done?
Just made me a black coffee, like it was like a filter coffee or something. Or it might have been an instant. But it was watery. It was just dead, looked like a cup of instant black coffee. It just looked like a cup of coffee like you'd make at home. Like I wouldn't, I've got an AeroPress because I'm better than you. And I've got metal filters to allow more oil through because I'm better than other people with AeroPresses. There's a hierarchy here.
I've got a coffee machine. Oh
my god, I had a coffee machine. That ain't the same. It's not like real coffee. I know what you're saying. It's better than an instant. Ash, what have you? Are you an espresso or Dolce Gusto? Or Tassimo? What do you mean, don't know? How big is the pod?
I don't drink coffee. How big is the pod? It's a dome-shaped pod.
Dome, like a thimble or a wide...
No, it's like a maybe 2-inch dome.
It's a Dolce Gusto. Dolce Gusto. That's Nestle. I mean... No, it's not.
Oh, what?
I know. The ones that sort of like chuck African babies into furnaces. That's to fuel their Death Star.
Dolce Gusto.
Didn't they go, oh, we've got all this powdered baby milk that's... But it's all contaminated with cancer. I'll just sell it to the Africans.
I think they... Wasn't it they just wouldn't sell it to them?
No. They had a load of... It was contaminated. They sold it to Africans.
There was a thing where they were...
Jokes on us.
Them.
Jokes on us come the Olympics. Did that Mo Farah any harm, did it?
Was he British?
I don't fucking know. He's named after very British strides. She said his brother, Jason Staprest. He was the movie.
Wasn't he an actor in Megalodon or whatever it's called? Jason Staprest.
And Mo Farah.
God.
Jimmy Dungarees.
I like these late night ones.
You what?
I like these late night recordings.
There's no quality control here. There's no. My metal filter in my AeroPress, I could do with a filter of my own in my. But anyway, so I've gone.
Carry on. You'll have a little metal hat soon. Yeah, don't worry about that.
I've got one.
Where you'll go.
There is a bloke round here that's covered a cycle helmet in tin foil and rides around on his bike.
What,
like,
around
literally
here,
a tin foil hat. Yeah.
And around your house.
Me and him get on.
Yeah.
Mate, I've got some. I've unearthed some. I've done some investigating. What about this jellyfish UFO? Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah.
And what about the ones on the Brazilian mountainside?
What, are 10-foot tall aliens?
And you can see the poles to their hands.
Yeah. Well, you know. But how do you know the aliens aren't puppets? Puppeteers.
Puppets.
Puppets. Like puppet in it, what? Hint. I've realised that the Norfolk, if you want to speak Norfolk, you have to make good use of the word hent. It's basically
hent got any.
Yeah, hent. You hent have. You hent. It means haven't, and it also means isn't, and it also means hasn't.
Isn't. You know, won't.
So, like, if you said he hasn't got one, you say he ain't got one. And if you said I haven't got one, you say I ain't got one. And if he says ain't, what's ain't? London ain't. I suppose that's hasn't as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I ain't. I haven't.
I haven't.
Yeah, that's weird. Ain't.
Ain't. But a Londoner would say ain't, but in Norfolk they say hent. You hent, hey ya. You
You're
hent,
not, are you?
You hent done it again, hey Ash. You hent, hey ya.
You haven't done it again.
You hent done it again, hey Ash. Hey ya. He fucking have it. Itty is another one. He have itty. He fucking, you went here, he have it. He fucking have it. He hent. Oh no, tell me he hent, he fucking have it. Well,
Yanis is just lost at this point completely.
Is that your wife?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, if she's waking up in the middle of the night, this is playing.
He was saying something about hent and heavy and hent. What else were we talking about? Yeah, this coffee. What's there something else, haven't we moved on? Anyway, so I took to Facebook and I was like, do you know what? It was like, I paid about £7 for two coffees and a little baby chino. And it wasn't an Americano. You shouldn't call it that. I was actually angry. Am I wrong?
I saw.
No, I was genuine. No, you don't.
What you could have done rather than take it to Facebook is go, excuse me, this isn't an Americano.
Well, she, this is the girlfriend wanted to. And I said, no, don't be silly.
No, you can't do it.
But on the walk home, I was like, oh, I've got all this pent-up rage. I need an outlet. Thank God for screwing. And do you know what? A few people got it. I got a few amens, brother. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You got to take it. I mean, people, you got to choose who they're from. You got to look
No, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not a one-off thing. It has become that people that run cafes are going, they're now appropriating the word Americano to mean coffee. It doesn't mean coffee. It's a specific drink.
Isn't it weird that, like, I would be put out by something. Like, I got a bit of plastic in my burger, didn't I? And my mate would say, you've got to say something. And I'm like, oh, no, I'll eat round it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
No, I know what you're saying. That's a similar thing to the me not complaining, but that's a mistake. Like, no one would go, no, we put plastic in our burgers. Like, if you order a burger, like if you order a vegan burger, right, and you just got, so say you order the vegan cheeseburger, right, and you got two bits of bread, no burger, no cheese, and some lettuce, just lettuce in the bread, and you went, what's this? And they go, well, that's a vegan cheeseburger. You go, well, no, the vegan cheese, but like, it, technically, I suppose it is. But it's not what I would expect. That's what an Americano, it's not just a coffee. You can't. It's not just a long black coffee. It's an espresso. It's an espresso topped up with water. And it should have a crema on it. And I know you've got all the gear to do it. I've asked for an Americano and I didn't see what you did. And this is just out of a filter or something. And I'm not happy. I remember I was in Denmark and I went into this coffee shop. Very super hipster. I mean, the hipsters in, right, you think, and where I live, you think Leon C, right? More of a cultural reference point that you'll understand.
I remember you going to Denmark. You were so confused in Denmark. I think I've still got a video. One of our first ever Patreon posts is you in Denmark.
You're hanging.
Really confused.
I was hanging out of my arse, mate. I'd been asleep on a bench in the square and the police woke me up.
What did they say?
You can't sleep on a bench. I went, oh, I'm not. I went, well, you are. I went, okay, well, I'm not now. Am I? You woke me up. And then I walked off and I think there was like, I can't remember. I was pointing out that everyone's like really attractive. Was I pointing out everyone? And there's a lot of bicycles. Anyway. What the fuck was I on about? Yeah, so I went in this hipster coffee shop. And like, if you think the hipsters in Leon C are hip, you should, like, Williamsburg in New York is the only place. Or, I mean, that's where they reckon it was invented, don't they? Williamsburg.
That's where they came from.
Mate, it was insane. I went in this coffee shop. What was that?
I muted the mic. Don't worry. I didn't. No one heard.
Oh, I heard that. That sounded like someone just
dropped.
You're
going to hear everything.
That sounded like a fucking walrus parachute didn't open and then it hit the tarmac. What was that? That just sounded like a slap of blubber on concrete.
That is my life. That's me making love.
Oh, God. So I was in Williamsburg and...
threw your glove in a soup.
Yeah, that was a different trip to New York. I spoke to an American.
I've never been to New York. I'd love to go to New York.
Yeah, you've got to go to New York. It's the best place in the world.
Can the patrons pay for us to go to New York, please? I'd love
they
to go.
They could pay for us to do anything, but they don't. Well, the patrons do pay. It's these cunts that listen to this. So, so anyway, the hipsters in Denmark are super hipstery. It's like in Copenhagen. They think they are. So I go in this very, very, very ultra-modern coffee shop. It's like they've got, it's all that, it was industrial before industrial was here. You know, everything's made out of OSB. Like, they've got things on the wall, but they're like, they've got like, metal cheese wire with little bulldog clips suspending pictures. Do you know what I mean? All that shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know exactly. This is back then. Corrugated metal instead of tiles. And I said, I want a black Americano, please. And she went, are you going to drink that with sugar or black? I said, just black, no sugar. She went, in that case, I'm not going to. She goes, I don't recommend an Americano. She goes, you should have filter coffee because it's more balanced. That's what she said to me. She said that...
Balanced?
She said that to me. Now, I don't know what I look like to you, Treacle, but I ain't a Muppet off the street, yeah?
Balanced?
Listen, don't give me bullshit words like balanced. I want the bitterest. Like I've always said, if someone says to me, what sort of coffee do you like? I say this to them, Ash.
Bitter?
Go get a dirty old fucking ashtray. Take all the butts out of it, but leave the ash in it. Put some hot water in that, stir it, and put it in a cup. I want to drink ash. Not your jizz. I don't want to slurp your essence and man juice all over my face and in my eyes and down my chin. And then I don't want you to put your hands in my mouth, down the back of my throat, and rub it up my anus in, like you're owning me. I don't want that.
I feel sick. Can we not do this? I feel really
I don't
crazy.
Want you to do that. I don't want you with your fucking full fist stuffing your dirty little claw in my mouth and pushing your jizz right down the back of my throat like a plunger. Can I go on record and say I don't want that? Do you want that?
Why is that even a thing you know to talk about? What? That's what bothers me.
What do I know to talk about? And then take that same claw, pull it out, and I don't want you to look at my eyes, sorry, and then start stuffing it up my asshole and going, now you belong to me. I don't want that.
Is that how you claim ownership of someone?
Yeah. So I'm a stepdad now, right?
And then the other person...
You've got to have a ritual.
The other person goes, I do, at the end.
They say, oh, you hent, are you? I didn't, do I?
Yeah, yeah.
You hent been pouring your jizz down her throat again, are you, Ash? Oh, we have, Etty. Oh, we have, Etty. You hent, are you? Fucking hell, that was very powerful.
The reason I was clicking earlier, just to say, listener, if you want to sign up to the first tier of Patreon, January's $5 a month Patreon podcasts are going to be made available to the $1 a month patrons.
Basically, if you've listened to 39 minutes of this shit, and you ain't signed up, what's wrong with you? Have a look at the signing up we get. But why have you listened to 39 minutes of this? That's what we don't understand.
There's going to be four or five. Let me see how many. One, two, three, four. Four in January. Podcasts going live. So you get an extra four straight away.
What happened to Philip Schofield? Do you remember him from Going Live?
He's all right, I think.
Is he? What, did he ever do anything after that?
I don't know, but I don't think he was charged with anything.
No. What charge do you mean charged?
I don't think he did anything illegal.
I don't think he did anything wrong, did he? He just bummed a teenager or something.
Groomed and bummed a teenager.
Did he groom him?
I think there was talk of it, but I don't think he's been charged with anything.
Yeah, but you think about it. My girlfriend's 6 years younger than me. If I'd have met her when I was 15...
And you've been together 32 years.
Technically, that would have been frowned upon. Apparently.
Technically, my girlfriend is also younger than me.
Isn't paedophilia weird? You know, if you have sex with a young child, that's paedophilia, apparently. We're mocking bad comedians that have got this tropey joke that says, well, what do they say, Ash? They'll go, oh, I think it's not fair that if my 5-year-old son shits in a potty and shows it around the room, he gets a round of applause. But if I do it in Morrison's, I get banned, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is actually one of them.
Oh, that was, I don't know who does that. But there is this, it's the new and then I got off the bus. Or the late, not the new. There's been, do you remember when...
It's the same, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same and then I got, it's a pullback and reveal, but it's framed in this, oh, I don't think it's fair that, but like, they do just, you know, like I've done some examples, haven't I, in the message group. And the docking one made me laugh a little bit. It's like, oh, when I have sex with my wife, in the privacy of my own room, that's normal. But if I have sex for in a wooded area on a picnic bench and ask men to join in, that's dogging, apparently. It's like, yeah, that is what that is.
I was talking about an old, I don't think it matters that I'm going to name the comedian, he's still going, but he was a one-liner comedian and none of them made sense. Like, I used to follow him on Twitter because of how much fun it was to see. I remember one of them was jumped over the front wall of the house into a dog shit this morning. I guess you could say, look before you leap.
So I did a gig and there was this local act and he'd had all these jokes and he, honestly, no word of a lie, honestly, this is true. And then he'd say this thing that clearly wasn't true.
Yeah.
But he had one where he's dead now, actually. He had one where he went, this is absolutely true, no word of a lie, I swear to God this is true. I was at a mountain trekking the other day and B.A. Baruckers was coming towards me on a tiny horse. Honestly. It's like...
Yeah, why are you doing that?
And the punchline was, I pity the foal.
It's good.
It's really not bad. Good. But the funny thing was, this really happened. Genuinely, B.A. Baruckers was on I was trekking, and I bumped into him. He's like, "Why? Just tell the joke." The funny thing of the joke is that it's incongruous. It's like, it's weird. Do you know what I mean? It's surreal.
I like him.
But he I read in a paper that he tried to rest. Now, don't laugh at this next bit, Ash.
It was B.A. Baruckers.
No, don't laugh. He was in a boat and a goose was in a frozen lake and he went out to try and rescue the goose and he died. He drowned under the ash.
What about that guy who had to go at our bags and then died?
Hmm? Our bags?
It's like, look at you new comedians, you little poncy comedians'
that
bags.
Cunt. Do you remember he turned up and he was like, there was some people running the gig. And he was like, can I have a paint? Was about going to get a free paint, love? And then he went up to you and me, he went, these are amateurs. They're not used to professionals like me turning up and saying, no, I want a pint. I was like, you're just a cunt. Like, he was showing off, wasn't he? And then
he's dead,
to me,
don't he?
Do you remember he goes to me? He goes to me, look at you. You with your grey hair. And he was bald. Do you remember? He went, yeah, oh, look at you, your salt and pepper in your temples. He went, that's, you're too dashing to be a comedian.
You liked him then, though, didn't you, at that point? You were like, oh, yeah, I hope he doesn't die of cancer.
No, you got that completely wrong. I put a hex on him and he died of cancer. If I want someone to die of a...
We thought, it's weird because just before he died, I remember us thinking that he was doing some dodgy charity stealing as well.
No, he had a big furore Black Cloud that he did do a big rip-off scam.
Yeah.
He was known for it, actually. And then, you know what I mean, infamous for this thing. I think he promoted a night and sold loads of tickets, like sold out like the next 3 months shows and then just like pulled all the gigs and kept the money. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find out who we're talking about at this point, would it?
But he died of cancer, so But I just remember I didn't know him.
Do you ever understand? Like, there's two phrases, idioms I don't understand. Never talk ill of the dead. Like, why not? They can't hear me. And they can't sue you, can they?
No, definitely speak ill of them.
Yeah, no, I speak ill of... Oh, wait, if anything, I will hold my tongue.
The biggest thing is, it's like, they can't respond, isn't it? That's
but the thing is...
But we're just saying facts that
happen. Yeah, but I'm a cowardly bully. So if anything, I'm more likely to hold my tongue while they're alive. And then when they're dead, then I'm going to fucking chat shit all I want about them.
But I think as well, like, it's okay to chat shit to the dead if they were being a cunt to you.
But he wasn't. Anyway, there's that. And the other
it's
one...
It's been a bit of a... It's like, look at you new comedians this is the other with one. Your bags.
Tell me if you make sense. Yeah, look at you with your little bags. Like, he was trying to make out we were kids. I was like 36 at the time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe older than that. So and then the other one is people say, oh, you mustn't kick a man when he's down. It's like, I'm not fucking Van Damme. He's right next to my foot. That's the only time I can kick him. Like, I don't know how to roundhouse someone.
Oh, have you seen that video of that guy walks into frame, does a roundhouse, misses someone, and then walks struts on?
Well, it's difficult to kick someone standing up.
Like, no, but it's really, there's a really
well, I haven't
good...
seen that.
Like there's a street fight, and then... like it breaks to the left of the screen so you don't see it, but as that happens a guy does this perfect roundhouse kick into frame and then realises there's no one there and then just strolls on like oh fuck
yeah, that's just setting your stall up. But of course kick a man when he's down, that's the whole point.
Yeah, kick him in the head as well.
Get fucking right, we can let him get up and give you a hiding. Most opportune time to talk ill of someone is when they're dead. And the most opportune time to kick a man is
when he's down.
Yeah. So.
Did you see that guy's boxing debut last night on Sky?
No.
I don't know his name, but they were like, this guy's patiently waited for his professional debut. He's been like, he's really excited.
Oh,
I've been talking
to him all
week.
Someone or get starched or?
What does starched mean?
Knocked out.
Oh, well, he gets hit 3 times, drops to the floor, and then tells his corner to throw a towel in.
I saw that. I thought the other bloke made it was the other bloke's debut, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I think it's his debut, because they said worst boxing debut of all time.
Yeah, I saw that. He was like a little gingery bloke. He went throw the towel. He's on one knee going, throw the towel
yeah,
in.
Yeah, throw the towel. Because he got hit really hard
you don't
in the
have
nose.
To, you know, you can just say, I don't want to continue.
Yeah, you don't actually have
but
to.
But then you can get up and go, oh, Deontay Wilder did, didn't he, in their second. Oh, what'd you throw the towel in for? He sacked his manager for throwing the towel in when he lost to...
When he was about to be punched to death.
Well, look, best time to kick a man is when he's down. Kick him to death and then speak ill of him. That's my way of doing things. That's literally what I'm going to do.
But just imagine that. How could you... Like, I'm not a fighter, but imagine...
Oh, you
the build-up...
That's not true.
The build-up to a fight, right, there's huge training and effort to get into the ring. The commitment that you've had to show to that is huge. Mm. Even if you're doing that, like, is it white-collar boxing or whatever it's called? I think the commitment to do that is huge. Real, like, the training, the mental preparation that you're prepared to go in and fight someone for whatever reason, even if it's a charity. And this guy's doing it professionally on Sky Sports. Mm. And he got hit 4 times and went, no, it's not for me. This is not for me.
Yeah, he didn't have to. The throwing in the towel is a weird thing. I mean, you could have just not got up.
But how has he got that far down the line to
go? But the thing is, you could have just, this is the thing. There's so many boxers that have been knocked down and just chosen.
Yeah.
You could just just choose to not get up. Or what they always do is they wait until the ref gets to 9.5 and then stand up. And it's like a little sort of
trick.
Agreement. And it's like, oh, yeah. And then the ref will wave it off. Like, he doesn't really want to continue, but he does. But you have to check the towel. There is other ways it can be ended.
It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did see that. But I didn't.
I think I could, I would have lost to that man. Obviously, I'm not trained in any way.
No, but you wouldn't think that you wouldn't do it.
But I then just... They must have had training.
Yeah, but he got paid. That's the weird thing. He got paid, isn't it?
It's like doing a really bad gig and just going...
Yeah, it's like going, throw a bottle at me. And then someone throws a bottle and you walk off and go to the promoter. I'm still getting paid. I've got this thing that it hasn't happened, but I think if someone throws something, even if you're 2 minutes into a half-hour set, I think you're allowed... I think you can walk off and still get paid.
Be fully paid.
Yeah. So it's like going, why don't you throw that thing at me? And then walking off. That's like asking for the towel to be thrown in.
But then when stuff was thrown, when I was on, I was the only one that stuff wasn't thrown at, which infuriates me now. Mm. But also, none of the act walked off. People were just being hit by stuff, and then that guy...
Well, I think they were probably worried about a lawsuit because they wouldn't be able to miss your head.
What was the guy's name that... And then I was in a cafe with Fassbender and...
Ethan Crowe.
Adam Ethan Crowe. And so he just broke character and was like, you fuck off, you cunt. You fat fucking cunt.
That's fair.
But he completely...
Lost his accent.
Broke. Yeah, he lost himself in that moment. It was really
like Eminem. It's like 8 Mile, isn't it? You can lose yourself in this moment when someone's throwing a cheesy football at you at a Christmas gig.
That's what it was, yeah. It was just really funny because that just a like I don't know if he's still going or what.
No.
I've got no idea. But he said to me, I'd just done some tour support for Russell Kane at the time, and I probably mentioned it to make myself sound good, but I mentioned it. He went, oh, I love Russell, really love Russell. Last time I saw Russell was in LA. I was having some lunch with Fassbender, and Russell walks in. So I look, I said, Michael, hold on a minute, Russell. Come and join myself and Michael Fassbender because we're having lunch. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, you weird bloke? Just like, how do you get through life like that?
And another act I heard that would bring women to gigs at Jongler's days. Have you heard the one about the champagne?
Please tell me.
We'd go up to the bar with the woman.
The act would go up to the bar
with a woman he'd bought with him or met at the gig and gone, can I have a bottle of your finest champagne? And they'd go, it'd go to them. When I come up with a woman, I'm going to ask for a bottle of champagne. Can you say you haven't got any? So he'd go, can I have your most expensive bottle of champagne? And the bar staff would go, oh, sorry, we've sold out. And he'd go, oh, fuck. Anyway, you can get champagne back at my hotel. And he'd take the woman back to the hotel. So one night, he's a cunt. He's an absolute cunt. This is a different act. He's an absolute cunt and he's treating all the staff like shit and they all hate him. He's got a real reputation as a sleazebag so anyway, this bloke goes up to the bar with this woman, with a different woman, you know, every week and goes, can I have your most expensive bottle of champagne? And they went, yep, there you go. 200 quid. Don't know if it's true, but it's a great story.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Yep. No props.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah, and like popped it. There you go, £200. And he was like, okay.
Good. Fucking good.
Yeah, fucking good. So I've been training so hard at the gym. I think like some biological matter has come out of my arsehole.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
What you got? Like some flesh?
Mm, yeah.
Is it hanging or is it...
No, completely... it's pulsing. It's still very much connected and part of me.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Is it tubular or is it...
No,
lobular?
No, it's blobular.
Oh, you're going to have to get that woman. Do you remember when she's like, do you want me to heave that back up there for you? Yeah. When she was doing your camera up the bum.
Yeah, she did the camera up the bum.
Do you want me just to pop that back in for you? Oh, yeah, if you could. Has it fallen out again?
I mean, she went for it, mate.
Deep. It lasted, to be fair.
I think in that situation, obviously, because it can be an erogenous sexual thing, can't it? I mean, is
not
your arsehole... Is your
arsehole...
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, is your arsehole technically a genital? I don't know. I don't even know. It might be.
Yeah.
You've got to be firm. You can't be all like... Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think they go over the top. Like, I don't want him to enjoy this at all.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's
you've
like
got...
when the guy was... the guy who was scanning my bollocks, when he... I mean, why can't I hold my own cock out of the way? That's the question. He pinched it and held it back.
Nick, did you ever get it back? Luckily, I had my postcode stamped on it down the local police station.
And some infrared writing. My mate who had his bollock check, he went to hold his knob out of the way, and she moved his hand. Went, don't worry about that. And then, as his penis moved and sort of rotated down that way, she just hit it away with the paddle thing that she was searching.
A swing ball.
That just knocks it away.
Could I completely knock it round his torso?
Yeah. Just knocked it away. He wanted to hold it out of the way.
Hmm.
She just twatted it off.
I remember it's I went insane. To the doctors with an ailment when I was a teenager, and he picked up my penis with his biro, lifted it up.
Yeah.
And went, that's thrush.
And then he popped it in his mouth.
Yeah, no, when he got the thrush. I was like, oh.
What is thrush?
Just like a very... It's like your bell end looks like a fucking snowball.
What does it? What causes it?
I'd bone some dirty bitch.
It's that, it's
what was that noise? Thing. You sound like a yawning dog. I just heard this.
That was just me laughing, I think.
What? Yeah, I think.
I don't know. It might have been my stomach. I don't know what's going on. Is it an STI then, thrush?
Don't know. He goes, natural yogurt. Oh, fucking hell. But I was like, I was eating all this yogurt. apparently you've got to put it on. I went back down and I said, I've put on loads of weight and I feel sick, but my thrush hasn't gone.
He's like, I'll tell you what, I'm mullered.
I was mullered, mate. Fruit Corner is the bit of the nightclub you used to hang out in, isn't it?
I said, yeah. I said, ski. I don't know. Can you still get ski yogurts?
Sure. Yeah. It's,
sure.
Better
out than
I'm in a bad shape.
Yeah, shape.
Doctor, I'm in a bad shape. What do you mean?
Do you remember Mr. Men Yogurts?
I remember the Munch Bunch.
Munch Bunch, what was that?
They were like the Mr. Men books, but they were vegetables. Then I think they bought out Munch Bunch yogurts. And you could get like black... They were like, weren't they like little characters? Like you had like an apple that was a character.
I'm going to Google it now if that's okay. You will hear clicking. Munch Bunch. So what happens to these things? Because...
They shit and they disappear.
Munch Bunch.
They were
but
like...
What?
They were like, yes, the Mr. Men were really popular, so they did the Munch Bunch, and it was like, yeah, it's a fucking geezer that was like a banana. It was just a banana
they're
with...
They're still going now, but there's no characters on it. The Munch Bunch was like an apple, a carrot.
Yeah. That might have just been the adverts, but Munch Bunch were like...
But now, why are they still called Munch Bunch, and there's a cow on it?
Probably fuck trading sake. Standards, isn't it? Because there probably ain't no banana in a banana-flavoured yogurt, is there? It's banana.
There's an advert for the Munch Bunch where it is fucking mental.
Yeah, they were quite scary, weren't they?
Yeah, they've got very
fixed
eyes.
You know when you go abroad, you go to Europe, and they'll have like some sort of thing for kids, and it's just like a... It'll be like a clog, but with a face and hands and legs. And you're like, you just anthropomorphise anything. It's just not cute or fun. Do you know what I mean? You know when you get like some company, it'll be like, oh, we're going to make, like, if you make fans, the company logo is a man, but it's a fan man. And it's like, why is that at all like a smiling fan man? Do you know what I mean?
I'll say the first name and you tell me what fruit or vegetable they are from the Munch Bunch. These are the official Munch Bunch characters from 1979 to 1982.
My prime years.
Aubrey.
Well, it's got to be a strawberry.
Oh, no. It's fruit or veg. They're all. Most of them are...
So Aubrey isn't a strawberry?
Oh, no, it isn't. What's the word when they're the same first letter of both words?
Please? An alliteration.
Most of them are alliteration.
Aubergine.
So, yep. Adam.
Apple.
Avocado.
Well, it's called your fucking Adam's apple in your fucking throat.
No.
I feel like I've missed one there. Huh?
Barnabas.
Berry.
I mean, how they've Well, yeah, you think it'd be banana because it's Barnabas, but he's a beetroot. Billy?
Well, it could be fucking anything. Broccoli.
Billy Blackberry. Thing is, his name's William Blackberry because Billy is short for William, isn't it?
Yeah, so it should be Billy something that begins with W.
Oh, you might be able to get these next two. Bounce, but you need to think about this. It's not an alliteration, but his name sort of describes what he does.
Bounce?
Yeah.
Bounce? What, like this fruit and vegetable? Bouncing
vegetable? Yeah, it's a vegetable.
Bounce?
Yeah. Name a type of bouncy vegetable.
It's bean, name, bean.
Spring onion.
What?
Spring, bounce. Button and tiny. I think you'll get that
mushrooms.
One. Yeah.
Casper. That's just a button.
Casper.
We've got some... we've got some new characters. They're fruit and vegetables. We'll just run some of these up the flagpole and see if anyone salutes it.
We've Pink
got,
lady.
We've got Honeydew. He's a melon. So
Granny Smith.
No, but that makes sense because you could have a granny. But
yeah.
What was that last one you said? It was just the
button.
Button
and tiny.
We've got, Well, Honeydew melon, I'm not going to beat that, am I?
I'm going to read them to you now. Chunky pineapple, corky coconut.
Pineapple!
Corny.
Hmm?
Corny on the cob. Oh, what about this one? Dick turnip. Dick turnip. Emma the apple. What?
What?
Emma
Maybe
the apple.
She's a granny.
Lizzie Leek. Lucy Lemon. Merv Marrow. Nurse Plum.
Can I just
olive.
Say these are very 70s vegetables. Yeah, like, I don't even think a kid would know what a marrow is now. When was the last time you saw
olive.
A marrow?
Oh, every time I don't know. A peanut was just called peanut. Pedro the Orange. He's racist, by the way. Pedro the Orange.
Pedro? Because they're from Spain.
Pete Pepper. Penny Parsnip. Percy Prune. Pippa Pear. Professor Peabody. Doesn't say he's a P. Rory Rhubarb. Rosie Raspberry. Runner Bean. Sally Strawberry.
Let me guess. Has Runner Bean got like a headband on and trainers?
100%. I can't see a picture. Right. Scruff Gooseberry.
Scruff?
Yeah, because he looks scruffy, doesn't he?
He's hairy, isn't he? It should be trampy.
Super cool cucumber.
Well, cool as a cucumber, that's...
Susie Celery, Tom Tomato, and Wally Walnut. There you go.
There's a nut in there. That's not a fruit or vegetable.
They were going until 1998 in one way or another.
I remember they bought out books. I had the Munch Bunch books. They were quite sad. They were like really badly like thrown together. You can tell that there's no effort gone into that at all. And they were like shitty drawings and stuff.
But yeah, Pedro Orange is wearing a sombrero.
And he's got a big bandit mustache like Danny Trujillo.
Doesn't feel right to me.
I think Pedro's like racist, just the name now at this point, isn't it?
Seems it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like calling someone... Well, just like an Asian sort of name that you wouldn't...
Yeah, yeah.
Like Fu Manchu or something. Is that...
Yeah. Well, listener, thank you for being there. Justin's got a big day tomorrow, so we couldn't record this on the day. We need to get back so we're not constantly panicking at the moment that we're recording.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what's been happening.
Yeah.
Christmas
well,
sort of buggered
no
us.
Down, though, have we?
We've never let anyone
thing,
down.
Ever.
If you want to pay money for this, you can.
Better than the Munch Bunch.
You can go to Patreon. You can do $1 a month. And you'll get all of January. There'll be like five. How many will there be? 4 this month. Then last year's January ones. There's loads. And if you're $5
a
month. What?
12 this month.
Is there 12?
We do 3 a week.
Oh, no. If they do $1 a month, I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
And then if you go to $4 a month, is it?
I'm not listening. I'll be honest.
go to Patreon and support us, or go to Ko-fi, or go in the show notes and you can just donate money. We really need some money.
I need so much money at the moment.
I am skinned.
I'm buying a camera to do 4K video. You got to pay for that, guys. Come on. That's your benefit.
Here's a real serious question. I'll ask you this on air. Do you need any soundproofing foam?
Yes, I do. Have you got some?
Yeah. Thanks, listener. Thanks for that, especially for that last 2 minutes.
Come on, edit that off.
No, leave it. Get an extra couple of minutes there. They love it. They don't give a fuck. That's no worse than what we've been talking about for the last hour and 8 minutes.
What, a munch bunch?
All right. Thanks, listener. We think you're great. You're better. The Wednesday ones are better, and Friday are better than them. Thank you so much. Speak to you on Wednesday.